I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro on this edition of the AFN Naples Report. B-52s in Spain and National Guard soldiers come home. U.S. Air Force B-52 aircraft from Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana, arrived in Morón Air Base, Spain recently to conduct multilateral training operations alongside Finland, Lithuania, and Sweden, as well as other allies and partners as part of Bomber Task Force Europe 26-1. The deployment enables U.S. Air Force bomber aircrews to refine tactics, increase flexibility, and strengthen coordination with allies, increasing warfighting capabilities and readiness through exercising and operating side by side. By strategically deploying forces through multilateral trainings like this, the U.S. Air Force is better postured to respond rapidly to emerging threats and maintain a credible deterrent along Europe's eastern flank and the high north. More than 140 New York Army National Guardsmen recently returned home to Western New York in time to celebrate Veterans Day with their families. The soldiers from the Buffalo-based 152nd Engineer Support Company recently completed a 9-month deployment to Djibouti, Somalia, and Kenya, where they provided critical engineering and construction support to ongoing counterterrorism operations. Petty Officer Chance Hansen reads a quote from Colonel William Snyder, commander of the 153rd Troop Command Brigade.
Today on Veterans Day, we welcome home our soldiers, men and women who carried our flag overseas and upheld the values of the United States Army and the National Guard. Their service reminds us that freedom isn't guaranteed. It's defended every day by ordinary Americans doing extraordinary things.
To read more about the B-52 aircraft and the National Guard soldiers' return, visit DivisHub.net. That's your AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro.